It's Murder at St. Baskets by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by Peter Mark Kendall. Chapter 1.
I think he's going to die, Margaret said.
He isn't going to die, Margaret, I said. The trouble with these English girls is that every time there's the slightest crisis, they start fainting and swooning all over the place. All he's got is a broken leg.
You can die from a broken leg.
When we lived in Brighton, a boy got run over by a lorry and it broke his leg and he died.
Leslie and I laughed, even though it wasn't the kind of thing you're supposed to laugh at. We were sitting around Margaret's room waiting for supper. It was just about 5:30, but it was pitch dark out. In England, it gets dark early in the winter, and this was March.
Leslie said, "He died from getting bashed by a lorry, Margaret. You can't die from a broken leg."
Only being English, he said, "can't."
Leslie is a boy. In England, they give kids names that you'd be pretty ashamed of in the United States. Besides Leslie, there was a boy at school called Beverly. A boy, for gosh sake. And then there was a friend of mine called Cyril. And in fact, the maths teacher, in England they don't say math, they say maths, is named Basil. They don't say Basil either, they say Basil. It took me a long while to get used to saying Basil. It sounded so phony. But after a while, you just sort of get into the way of saying things, and you don't think about it anymore. Of course, I didn't call him Basil when I was around him. We called him Mr. Shrimpton, which is kind of funny because he is short. Most of the time, we just called him Sir. In England, if you're a kid, you have to call everybody Sir or Ma'am, whether you want to or not.